on the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Get Ripple, the bright new drink with that ring-a-ding flavor, Ripple.
Well, this is the wine episode, not Ripple. And I figured I'd play that because, man, we're doing the other end of the spectrum today. So today we have, from Joseph Phelps Vineyards, we have the Joseph Phelps Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc 2024. We have the Joseph Phelps Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. From Beaulieu Vineyards, we have the Rutherford Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon 21. We have the Beaulieu Vineyards Georges de Latour Private Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. We have Stags Leap Wine Cellars Artemis Cabernet Sauvignon 22 and Stags Leap Wine Cellars SLV Cabernet Sauvignon 2022.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything in good in life is worth discussing.
Except the sexy times. We never discuss the sexy times because you guys say we don't meet the FCC requirements.
No, we said that the show's about everything that's good in life, and your wife said, never mind.
Damn you, Bob.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a travesty. Well, this is Made Man Bob joining me today, our good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I love doing the wine shows. We need to make Brent join us for these.
Why?
Because he can tell us everything tastes like grapes.
Yeah, exactly.
He offered to.
Yeah. he's bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old boy Justin.
It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm so glad it's sipping time.
Yeah, it's sipping time. So yeah. This our sip segments are all about distilled spirits, coffee, tea, and this is a wine show.
Get Ripple, the bright new drink with that ring-a-ding flavor, Ripple.
Ice cold Ripple is the new drink for lively people. It's the lively that winks back at you. The ice cold refresher with twice the pleasure.
Come Ripple. On, that's awesome.
Ripple, you know, is the first libation.
I've never tasted Ripple.
You're first libation my 81-year-old mother ever had was Ripple.
Mm-hmm.
And she waxes poetic about Ripple.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Facts.
Well, this is a wine episode, not Ripple. And I figured I'd play that because, man, we're doing the other end of the spectrum today. So today we have, from Joseph Phelps Vineyards, we have the Joseph Phelps Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc 2024. We have the Joseph Phelps Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. From Beaulieu Vineyards, we have the Rutherford Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon 21. We have the Beaulieu Vineyards Georges de Latour Private Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. We have Stags Leap Wine Cellars Artemis Cabernet Sauvignon 22 and Stags Leap Wine Cellars SLV Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. So yeah,
that's a fantastic lineup.
I am very aroused.
My pinky's up so much it hurts.
Yeah. That's not your pinky.
If your pinky is up for more than 4 hours, consult your doctor. Okay.
That's not your pinky. I mean, similar size, I know. Yeah, but yeah.
True. Yeah. True.
Well,
Bob cracks himself up. You know, he tells a good joke, so he cracks himself up.
Well, we do our SIPs ratings on a scale of 1 to 5. Justin, why don't you pick one of those numbers out and tell us about it?
4 sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves and pour me another.
Is that Hans or Franz?
Arnold.
That's not Arnold.
No.
That's Hans or Franz.
You haven't met Arnold after all this BV.
That's Arnold after he had a brain aneurysm. So. All right. Well, Harm, why don't you tell us about our first one? Oh,
sure, Bob. Let me get to that page. So, Bob.
Yes.
Few names carry as much weight in America in American winemaking as Joseph Phelps Vineyards. It all began with a Colorado builder named Joe Phelps, who, after establishing a branch of his construction company in the San Francisco Bay Area, found himself drawn to the emerging wine regions of Napa and Sonoma. In 1973, he encountered a sprawling former cattle ranch near St. Helena, and not a grape in sight. Just as Joe put it, lots of nice-looking cattle. I don't trust a man who looks at cattle and sees how, says how nice they are. So, you
know, I like cattle. They're delicious.
They are delicious. The ranch would become one of California's most celebrated wineries. From the start, Phelps broke with convention, and rather than focusing on a single varietal, he introduced Insignia in 1974, one of Napa Valley's first proprietary red blends, pioneering a style that would become a benchmark for American winemaking. Wine Advocate has since awarded 4 perfect 100-point scores to Insignia vintages, and it remains one of the world's most iconic wines. And let me tell you.
Where's our Insignia?
I love Insignia. Mm-hmm. I've got cases of Insignia at the store right now, but they did not send us any to taste today. Joseph Phelps, what is wrong with you?
They knew you were coming.
All right.
Yeah.
But we're going to taste today their white wine. So the Joseph Phelps Sauvignon Blanc 2024 is 13.5% ABV, 100% Sauvignon Blanc, 17% Muscat clones. Muscat clones tend to be more aromatic lift. They are, Muscat is French for musky, so this clone tends to have more aromatics to it. And this is a Napa appellation, 100% estate grown, and aged 10 months in 31% new French oak puncheons and cigar barrels. Really? 69% used French oak puncheons. The color is straw. It's almost clear here. The nose. So I got lemon peel, but then lemongrass, because it's got that green note to it.
Yeah.
So lemongrass is definitely there. They say, that one of the people that Bob quoted says subtle spices, and I say no. There's not subtle spice. This is over the top. So I'm getting lemongrass, flowers, and over-the-top white pepper, allspice, and clove. And on the palate, absolutely silky entry. Gorgeous hint of acidity, then the spices, the white pepper, the flowers. The lemon comes in afterwards, hitting on the sides of the tongue. It's got a medium-long finish. It's just a very well-made Sauvignon Blanc. The fact that it's 31% new French oak doesn't, I felt like that would be too much, but it's not. The Muscat clone gives it the aromatic lift. The acidity of these grapes just punches through all that French oak. I really enjoy it. Justin, what do you think?
I say, how do you like those green apples?
Green apple for you?
On the nose, sweet and fruity on the palate, and clean dryer sheets on the finish.
You know, I normally think you're broken inside, but the dryer sheets are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think, Bob?
I'm not really thinking about laundry products, but yeah. It's got a beautiful, very, very bright citrus. The lemongrass is the thing that leaped out at me. I've got that underlined twice on my notes. Really, really leaps forward, that greenness that comes through.
I don't cook with lemongrass enough. I really need to.
Just fresh linens, white flowers.
Oh, he doesn't get dryer sheets, but he gets lemons, linens.
I understand. And look, that's a note I've had on some 30-year-old scotches. Like
dryer sheets?
Fresh linen in the sunshine.
Yeah,
drying on the line. Yeah, you get that. Yeah.
The acidity is there. It's not overwhelming. Really great palate, covers the entire tongue, front, back, and sides. It's got some nice body to it. I mean, this is a very well-made Sauvignon. I mean, this is really, really nice.
It's heavier than a lot of the stuff we've had before.
I think it's because of the Muscat. I think that's what it is.
You're not getting the minerality you get from, let's say, Loire Valley Sancerre. You're getting a different style. It's definitely California Sauvignon Blanc.
I mean, there's definitely minerality, but like you said, it's not It's not what you would get from that.
I'm not tasting fossils.
No, 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 but a very, very pretty wine nonetheless. So we're going to be giving the Joseph Phelps Sauvignon Blanc 2024 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
That one is really, really nice. I'm impressed with that one. So we're going to go to Justin for our next one.
All right. So now we're going to talk about the Joseph Phelps Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. It's 14.5% alcohol by volume. It's from Napa Valley. It's 91% Cab, 4% Petit Verdot, 2% Cab Franc, 2% Malbec, 1% Merlot.
It's Merlot.
And we'll be
a commercial
back.
Now? Yeah, sorry.
Commercial.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Justin was just telling us about the Joseph Phelps Cabernet Sauvignon 22.
So the fruit was sourced about their vineyards in Napa Valley, Oak Knoll, St. Helena, Rutherford, Stag's Leap, Oakville, and 21% from, quote, trusted grower partners, end quote. And the wine was aged for 16 months in 48% new oak, half French, half American, and 52% used French and American oak barrels before bottling. So that's a lot of complex oakage for this one. Men, women, and they. On the nose, black and red fruits, juicy black cherry intertwined with fresh pomegranate and bright cassis. And it had some wood, some coconut. It's pretty damn tasty.
I actually get the coconut. For me, the pomegranate stood out. But when you said coconut, it came out, really. If you hadn't said that, I don't think I would have gotten it.
Yeah.
And that's the American oak.
American oak, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And the fruit.
And the palate.
Just full of damn good fruit. And the finish was nice fruit. I enjoyed this. What'd you think, Harmeet?
I feel like you could be more expressive than nice fruit and fruit and fruit.
You think?
Fruit.
You'd be wrong.
Fruity fruit.
You'd be wrong.
Yeah. So, sir, on the nose, black plums, pomegranate, bright cassis, the coconut that I did not get till you said it, but you're right, it's there, absolutely. And then on the palate, velvety entry, you've got those tannins working on the tongue, you've got good acidity, you've got nice raspberry, you've got the pomegranate coming back on the palate. It's cassis, but it's kind of muted underneath the pomegranate. You've got the higher acidity. And that cuts through that velvety palate. The tannins and the acid work really well. The finish is medium to medium long. I like this wine a lot, but I'm spoiled because I've had better from these guys. And it's hard for me to look past that. Bob, what do you think?
Well, yeah, you're spoiled, but
I'm freaking spoiled.
But yeah. The higher end stuff is a lot more expensive too.
Yeah, you're right.
I think for their flagship cab, not their higher end stuff, I think this is absolutely fantastic. It's
I hate the word flagship, because back in the day in the World War II, the flagship was the command ship, and then in capitalistic production, we call flagship as the number one volume producer. So those are two opposites. And there's a lot of examples of that in the English language, where one word means the opposite of what it actually means.
Thank so you I hate for joining us for English Literature 101.
This is my NPR dissertation.
All call right? it oxyharmite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I don't like using the word flagship for this. This well, no, is their mass production.
Nobody line. Asked you to. So
that's trademark.
You did.
By
I,
the way.
I down. Called you out, baby.
Saddle down.
Called you out.
Mm. Lots of, I'm with him. Lots of red fruit, lots of black fruit, cherries and plums.
It smells like black fruit when you taste the red fruit, though.
Lots of cassis. The coconut is definitely there from that American oak.
Which is crazy.
You're enjoying your psilocybin.
Mm. That's a different.
So you're smelling your taste.
Raspberries, blackberries. It's got, oh man, it's like chewing a steak. It's got a really thick body to it.
I don't think it's that thick, but it's good. It's
no,
good.
I think it's nice. It's really good coat to the palate. The
acidity. That's what we're missing. We're missing a steak.
The acidity is right where it needs to be. It's just enough to break through the tannin. Really well integrated, really well balanced. I mean, this is a very, very well made wine. This is delicious. This is delicious. And we were fortunate enough to be drinking this one.
We're quibbling over the rating. I think you guys give it too high a rating.
About 3 months ago, we were sitting on the back patio at Phelps drinking this very wine. So, yay.
Life is good.
Yeah, it did not stop.
I didn't get to go with you, so I don't have those wonderful memories. Well, screw you guys.
There's a reason you weren't invited.
We took pictures for you.
Yeah, we took pictures.
I saw. Bob bought a drone.
Yes, he did.
So we're going to be giving the Joseph Phelps Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 four sips.
That's classic.
Whatever. Whatever. I don't think it's quite there, but we're good.
Well, nobody asked you. So
you did ask me.
This brings us to our next one. So nestled in the heart of Napa Valley, Beaulieu Vineyard stands as one of California's most storied and celebrated wineries. Founded in 1900 by French immigrant Georges Latour, BV, as it's affectionately known, has spent over a century crafting wines that helped define American winemaking on the world stage. Through Prohibition, Great Depression, and the evolution of California's wine country, BV has endured, a testament to the vision of its founders and the remarkable terroir of Rutherford's sun-drenched hills. It was here that legendary winemaker André Chleschev, arrived in 1938, revolutionizing the art of Cabernet Sauvignon and inspiring generations of winemakers who followed. Today, BV continues that proud tradition. So we're going to be drinking the Beaulieu Vineyards Rutherford Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, 14.8% ABV, 86% Cabernet Sauvignon, 12% Petit Verdot, 2% Malbec. It's Rutherford AVA Napa Valley. Hand-picked grapes were de-stemmed and cold-soaked for 7 days, fermented for 8 to 12 with pump-overs, aged 22 months in 100% French oak, 80% of which was new. It's got an absolutely beautiful inky dark color.
It's not black as my heart.
No.
But it's close.
Yeah.
Those were my notes. Dark as Harmeet's soul.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's got a nice violet edge to it on the nose.
In case you don't believe me.
He actually wrote it down. Yeah.
On the nose, black cherry, plum, some flowers, some violets.
I felt the nose was muted, Bob. I mean, I get it. It's been breathing for a while.
Mm.
But I feel like it's still a bit muted.
On the palate, dark red berries, blackberries, raspberries, black currants, a nice minerality to it.
Licorice.
You're definitely getting that Rutherford dust in it. It fights through and grips you on the tongue and the teeth.
Yeah, you know, Justin was going on about the Rutherford dust on this one.
Yeah, beautiful wine. What do you think, Justin?
I think the Rutherford dust was awesome. Balance is for pussies, and there's no need for that in this. It's just.
Are you going to get a
skip? It is what it is. Maybe, but this is an excellent expression. Very indicative of its AVA. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I'm the one who read
just
it.
Talked about so. It.
What'd you think, Harm?
Yeah, I love the fact that you're that messed up. It is dark as my heart. It is full of black soul. Fruit. Yeah, that's dark. Dark as my soul.
It's like he has one.
As Bob said, it's
joke.
Full of bright red fruit, rich black fruit, and licorice. It's very well balanced. It's a great wine. But it falls short of what I expect from them. And I'm going to talk about that after this, because the wine after this is the one I liked. This one is, this is gorgeous. Look, if I didn't know about the next wine, this is a fantastic wine. I do, again, fault the producer of the show for not providing us with steak to go with this wine.
Focus on the one that's in front of you for right now.
I'm focusing on the one in front of me.
Imagine the steak. You're a professional.
All right, so I'll imagine
the steak. You had one before.
So you've got this you've got a beautiful, juicy steak.
You remember what your wife says to you? Imagine. Yeah.
The fat covers your tongue. Now you take a sip of this wine. The tannins lift all the fat off your tongue and the fruit comes in. The balance here is impeccable. They did a great job and we need to love this wine for what it is.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Okay, we're back. And as I was saying, we need to appreciate this wine for where it is. It's absolutely gorgeous. If you don't have a steak, you're missing out. This is not a wine to drink by itself. It's a wine to have with food. And do we have a rating, Bob?
We're going to be giving the Beaulieu Vineyards Rutherford Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's thank you, classified. Sir.
And that takes us to our next wine. Think you can get through this one?
I might. So the next wine is the Beaulieu Vineyards Georges de Latour Private Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon 2022, 14.9% ABV, 91% Cabernet Sauvignon, 9% Petit Verdot. The appellation is Napa Valley. A portion of this wine was fermented in new French oak barrels for early integration and denser texture. The balance was fermented in stainless steel and concrete tanks to preserve the roots of the fruity freshness. And the fruits freshness, fruitiness, fruit. Extended skin contact, malolactic fermentation, 21 months, 100% French oak barrels, 95% were new. There's a reason the previous wine is like 75 and this is like 175. That 100%, I'm sorry, 95% new French oak barrels, 100% oak French oak. This wine is that last wine on steroids. This is what we did not get in the previous wine with the floral notes. We got all the red fruit notes. Now I'm getting roses and violets and berries and spices and like cinnamon and allspice and creme de cassis. It's a cure royale. This is, it's plush on the palate. This is a $175 wine that should be $500. I freaking love this. This particular vintage 2022 is absolutely stunning. We're drinking it kind of young. It's only 2026 right now. And this has 30 years to go if you want. But this is approachable now. So you could buy this now, drink it 5 years from now, 10 years, 20 years from now. You'll be very happy.
Buy the case and do it all.
Flowers, mint. Pardon me?
Buy the case and do it all.
Buy the case, yes. Do it that way. Absolutely freaking gorgeous. Justin, what do you think?
So I think you should buy the case.
Yes, I like you.
And then you can bring it back out every 5 years.
You can bring that case over here, and then we could make it go away.
Every 5 years, we could do that, yeah.
Yeah, we'll share the bottle with you. The previous one I felt like needed a steak, I would drink this by itself.
Yeah, I'd drink it by itself.
By itself, yeah. Absolutely. If you want to pair this with chocolate, dark chocolate, a gorgeous dessert with, like, you know, 70% cocoa or higher, this is it.
Or a great freaking donut. Yeah.
You want a donut?
Yeah, I do.
You're such a plebeian.
Yeah, definitely that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
So this is just rich.
Tim Hortons and BV, George Latour.
The best and the best. What, you know, what's wrong with that?
I had a Dolce 2015 with a donut. It was a great pairing.
I will give you Dolce with a donut. Farniente Dolce.
I'll bring the donuts.
Boitrecized semillon.
You already have the wine.
Yeah, I sell cases of that stuff.
Yeah.
Half a bottle is like $100. This is amazing.
But back to the Georges Latour.
Georges Latour.
BV. This is so good that it defies my very limited vocabulary. That's how good it is.
That ain't that hard.
I know. But they did it. Good job, guys. They did it.
Bob, what do you think?
There is a reason this is one of the standards in Napa Valley and has been for quite some time.
They had some bad years. Everyone has bad years, but not this year.
Not this year.
There's a reason that this is a gold standard and always has been. It is a fantastic wine. It is so well made. It is so perfectly put together. There's literally nothing else I could think of to do to this to improve it at all. I mean,
I like the new label with the gold BV rather than the red BV.
You don't even need to chase this with Sprite. That's how good it is.
Knucklehead.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say something. Tom Hanks was on Colbert a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he was sick of champagne. He was having, it was New Year's Eve. And he's a big Diet Coke addict like I am. So he did half Moet, half Diet Coke.
In the same glass?
And I've been saying that I'm going to try it. I tried it the other day.
How is it?
Amazing. Yeah. I should be in jail for saying that.
I'm turning your mic off.
Man. Half Diet Coke, half champagne. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I know another really good Diet Coke fan. So we'll try that.
Yeah, we'll do it together, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Bob. This is just, it's so pretty. I mean, it's just.
It's pretty. Yeah. God, this is.
There's flowers in there. There's the dust.
The flowers that were missing from the previous one are here with the red fruit.
Bright red berries. Oh,
it's just shocking. My glass is empty.
Cassis and red currants.
There's more in the bottle here.
Yeah, well.
Mm. Are you taking the bottle? It's your 18th anniversary. Mm. Is Bob, is he going to take the bottle home? Because if he doesn't,
that's a discussion for another time.
This is just, I'm just embarrassed we can only give something this good a 5. I mean, this is a fantastic wine. And the Beaulieu Vineyards, Georges de Latour, Private Reserve, Cabernet Sauvignon 22. 5 sips. I mean,
no-brainer. No-brainer.
Because we don't have more.
Yeah. I'd give it 12 if I had it, you know, but unfortunately,
I've had some disappointing vintages of this one, but this is really not.
This is perfection. Absolutely perfection. So I can't think of anything else to do to this at all other than send us more.
All right. In the world of wine, few names carry the history quite like Stag's Leap Wine Cellars. Founded in 1972, a very good year, I was born that year, by Warren Winarski in the rugged eastern hills of Napa Valley, this iconic vineyard winery burst onto the international stage just 4 years later with one of the most remarkable moments in wine history. At the legendary 1976 Paris tasting, a blind competition pitting California wines with the finest French Bordeaux, Stag's Leap Wine Vineyards 1973 SLV Cabernet Sauvignon stunned the world by taking first place. The victory sent shockwaves through the global wine community.
Shockwaves.
Sounds like he's constipated.
It does sound like he's constipated.
Proving once and for all that California could produce wines worthy of standing alongside the greatest in the world. Located in the heart of the Stag's Leap District, where cool afternoon breezes and ancient volcanic soils create ideal conditions, it's a really good wine. We're going to talk about Stag's Leap Wine Cellars Artemis Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. It's 14.8% alcohol by volume for those who drink for effect. 98% Cabernet Sauvignon, a point and a half of Cab Franc, half a point of Perdite Verdot, and it's from Napa Valley. The grapes for this Artemis are sourced from the Atlas Peak, the Arcadia Vineyard, and from various collected and selected sites throughout the Napa Valley. It was aged for 15 months, a little over half in new French oak, a little less than half in older French oak. On the nose, it smells like a cigar bar and you ate some fruit. On the palate, it's like a Mars bar with some chocolate milk.
Mars is ironic because Artemis is the goddess of the moon in Greek.
That would be.
Not Mars. So, but that's Athena in Roman.
And the finish is all fruit.
Sorry.
What did you think, talkie guy?
I'm talkie today. It's absolutely wonderful wine. This is one of the best Artemis vintages I've ever had. Dark fruit, rich pipe tobacco, fig, raspberry, black cherry. It's very sweet on the nose, it feels like, but that tobacco balances it out. Silky on the palate. Tons of chocolate and cherry. It almost reminds me of a Merlot because of the chocolate notes, but there's no Merlot in this, right? This is just Cab Franc, Petit Verdot, and Cabernet. Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, and it's got a really long finish. I've had Artemis that was mediocre, and I've had Artemis that was great. This tends towards that great part of the spectrum. I'm very impressed with this. Again, under $100 from Stag's Leap. I love these guys. And we have to go to a commercial.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Are we back? Are we back from commercial, Bob? Yeah. All right, so I'm just saying, Artemis, I've had some hit or misses. This is definitely a hit. It's a 2022. It's only 4 years old. It's drinking very well young. The fruit is really showing well, but it's still balanced. I mean, I was going on about the sweetness, and I feel like I may be wrong there. I feel overemphasizing that. Justin, did you get the tobacco notes? I wasn't paying attention when you were talking. I tried.
It was like a tobacco shot with some fruit in it. So I would say yes.
Don't feel bad. The rest of us kind of tune out when he's talking.
Tobacco shop with some fruit.
A shop. Okay.
And I ate some fruit in the tobacco shop. Hmm. Which never happened.
Described a whiskey I was tasting yesterday as a fruit roll up. I didn't get that, but I get the fruit roll up here. It's like, you know, in India we eat ambabar, which is like what they call it in the Middle East is fruit leather, where they take fruit pulp and juices and they desiccate it. It's an elevated fruit roll up, basically. I feel like this is dried raspberries and cherries. And figs.
It was a 2-rupee treat, but
it was more than 2 rupees, dude. But come on, maybe back in the 80s.
That was his nickname in high school: desiccated fruit roll.
I thought it was 2-rupee treat. 2-rupee treat.
Bob, what do you think about this wine?
I think it's delicious. This is a really, really good example of Artemis.
And I'm with you. This is one of my favorite ones.
Some are better than others. I've never had a bad one.
But this is Artemis has gone up in price.
But this one is particularly good.
Artemis used to be a $50 wine. Now it's closer to $100. You know,
old men complaining about prices.
As long as it tastes good.
Back in my day, a hamburger was 10 cents.
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
39 cent hot now. We miss you.
But yeah, just a big fruit bomb. A great backbone. the chocolate.
I feel like it finish. Could. That's my only dig. I feel like it could use a little bit more backbone, a little more tannin.
Sit up firmer.
Firmer.
Yeah. Cherries.
Sit up straighter.
Dark fruit. I mean,
your backbone will come up.
Is that your wife complaining? Could be firmer.
Yeah. Could be.
Could be. They have pills for that. So
that's what I hear.
Yeah. But absolutely fantastic example of Artemis and a fantastic example of what they do over at Stag's Leap. So, I mean, really, really well done. So we're going to be giving the Stag's Leap Wine Cellars Artemis Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our last wine. There it is. So this is the Stag's Leap Wine Cellars SLV Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. It's 14.8% ABV. Appellation is Stag's Leap District, Napa Valley. It's 98% Cabernet Sauvignon, 2% Cabernet Franc, fermented 100% in stainless steel, aged 20 months in 100% new French oak barrels. And for this wine, the primary blocks were 2A, 3A, 1A, 1B, and 4. The Grand Dame. The Grand Dame of the vineyard, which was planted in 1972. So this is
Judgment of Paris wine,
this is
Bob?
Judgment of Paris vines, yeah. So the color.
And the nose.
The color is just absolutely opaque.
Opaque garnet, ruby edges.
The nose is, Hold on, I'm having a moment. Just dark fruit.
Sandalwood, incense.
Black currants.
This aligns plums. All my chakras.
Nope.
I like this wine.
There's a little bit of black tea.
Yeah.
It's the only kind of tea.
Remember the black tea champagne?
Just a little
bit. I'm sorry, you Japanese people and your green tea, you can go somewhere the sun don't shine. Black tea where it's supposed to be, baby.
Some nice
green
some
tea
nice
at
flowers.
Night for this old guy. Those will be up all
night. That's
because
you're old.
Yeah. Mm.
But what a mouthfeel to it. The tannins are just so well integrated, but they're there. They're just like a stone obelisk just holding this wine.
How long did you decant this wine?
3 hours now. More.
Like I do with all the wines. I took it, I ran it through the Venturi out and in, so twice completely. Then through the flip decanter twice. And I did this all at about 11. It's been about 4.5 hours, almost 5 hours.
Yeah.
So you can't look, this is the thing. If you guys are going to order this wine at a restaurant, having it decanted while you're ordering your appetizer and drinking it when your entree comes out is not enough time. This is the wine you need to bring from home, start decanting, pay the corkage fee at the restaurant because they're going to charge you, what, $30-$40 maximum, $20 usually these days. $20 to $30 are going to charge you corkage fee. Bring your own wine from home. Start the decanting at home because it needs more time than you're going to give it in the restaurant.
Yeah. Will they let you bring open wine to the restaurant?
You can. You decant it home, put it back in the bottle, recork it. You bring it there. They open it. They open it, then they pour it, and the bottles are decanted for you. I have some customers who have like wonderful wine cellars, or they have like if you go to Ruth's Chris, they'll have a Capital Grille. You'll have a locker at the restaurant. You can call them ahead of time. Hey, can you please decant this at this time? I'll be there 2 hours later.
Good luck remembering that far ahead. He can't even remember how to get here half the time.
He doesn't even advertise his events 2 hours ahead.
You call the restaurant. You make your wife remind you.
I'm not worried about the Uber getting you there. I'm worried about you thinking about something for dinner at 8 in the morning. That ain't happening.
No. I'm not running 8 in the morning. I'm going to call them at 6 p.m. and say, I'm going to be there at 8 with my wife, at 9 with my girlfriend. And, you know, you got to stagger them. And then you start decanting the wine 2 hours before I get there.
I've seen his girlfriend. She has a scary, way large Adam's apple.
Well, I thought it was a goiter.
Yeah, it might be a goiter.
Yeah. All right,
what did you think, Justin?
No, it's
I think she tries hard. That's
what
I think.
It's Friday night with the mistress, Saturday night with the wife. How was it the other way?
The Gumar?
The Gumar, yeah.
So I think this wine is just exceptional. After you drank 15 other wines, it is amazing.
You don't have to drink.
You don't even have to drink 15 other wines.
Well, we've been doing some
shows.
But
if you have,
well,
this would be amazing.
We've been recording all day, so we went through a lot of wines. And for a wine to stand out after drinking wine all day, that tells you how
good it is. This is the last wine of the day. This is not washed out by all the other wines.
No. This stands out.
So if you can get this and put it on your table and drink it, you should do that.
But really, you do need to have your restaurant, or you need to decant it a couple hours before you get to the restaurant, because it needs the time.
Fair. 4 hours would be great.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
Also, we're drinking at 2022 and 26.
Call them at 5 SLV. When they open and show up at 9 like
if,
a baller.
If you drink this in 2032, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just don't open it for that long, but... Don't open it for that long.
I got you. So, Bob, do we have a rating today?
Well, we're going to give the Stag's Leap Wine Cellars SLV Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 a absolutely well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Por mi amigos de México, cinco.
Cinco.
Pardon my French, but quel surprise.
We're going to give it 5 sips. Yeah.
Did you see that coming?
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
No. Thank you, Bob. And this time I mean it.
Don't thank me. Thank the kind folks who were sharing these wines with us.
And when I say thank you, I don't mean thank all.
Thank you, kind wine folks.
Yeah, fantastic wines. Absolutely fantastic wines today. So you're not going to go wrong with any of these 6.
Yeah.
If you see any of them, absolutely grab them. And hey, if you're in the Valley, I can tell you from personal experience, we went to all these wineries. Absolutely fantastic service there as well. So,
and if the prices are high there, go to Costco. They're probably 30% less.
Come to find spirits. We're in Costco. Look at you. I'm going to cut you.
In Napa.
I got good prices.
Yeah, for Kazakhstan.
Not for you, though. Not for you, Bob. I charge extra for you.
Kazakhstan. Yeah. Yeah. I walk in there, I say, I'd like some fine wine. What do you have? And he goes,
get
rippled. He's still moving some from the 20s.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.